You have a disappointed Declan Devine. Declan, there must be a lot of positives to take out of that tonight.
There's so many positives, but there's quite a few negatives as well that we have to learn from and we have to try and get better at. We can't afford, and I've said this constantly, we can't afford to give the better teams head starts and give away poor goals, because we certainly don't get poor goals from the top teams ourselves. So we're devastated because we put so much on the one in the game. And I want to thank every single person that came to this match tonight, because the vocal support that we got tonight was magnificent. And, you know, it's what Derry City Football Club's about, seeing that effort from the players, seeing the desire of the supporters to get you across a line. Ultimately, tonight we've come up a bit short, but we'll definitely learn from this. The players are devastated, I'm devastated, the staff's devastated, but, you know, we've went toe-to-toe with the best team that we've seen in this league for since 2006, when we were the best team, even though Shelburne won the league with. We went toe-to-toe with them, and we've done it now over three games, and, you know, somewhere along the line now that we got to make sure we turn them over in one of these games. But the players have emptied the tank tonight. Our subs were magnificent when they come on, and the support, and it's like the old Brandywell here tonight, and, you know, everybody's away disappointed. But, you know, if we can add to this group and we can grow this group and we can keep this group together, then there's no reason why we can't be up there challenging in the years to come, because, you know, this is a special place. There's special players that played out there tonight, and I'm just gutted for them that they weren't able to see it out. Kieran Harkin hits a crossbar with 2 minutes of normal time left, and, you know, it's just fine margins tonight, but ultimately we've came up short by poor goals. But, you know, the response, the reaction, the desire to pull ourselves back into the game, and for long periods we were the better side. And it just shows you that we've made great strides in a short period of time, but we have to push on to that next level now.
Push on about, you know, beating them in one of these games. Fortnight from now, you take on them again in the League Cup final, Declan. It'd be nice to just to get that one on that day, Declan.
Well, our Cup final now is going to Waterford and winning. That's our Cup final. We can't even look too far ahead. We got to make sure we go the RSC next Friday night and put on a performance and come away with points, because ultimately that's what we're about now. We don't want this season to be a hard luck story. We want this season to be a real positive, which it is right up to this point. It's really, really positive, and it shows you how far we've come, that we're absolutely devastated having lost in the last minute of extra time to Dundalk. But look, there's a lot of growing to be done. There's a lot of soul searching to be done. There's a lot of players that will get better the longer they stay at this club. And, you know, this club's a special place, and nights like tonight we want to have on a regular basis. And if we keep giving the effort and commitment that we are, and we tidy up with some of our decision making, then there's no reason why we can't get right back to the top of Irish football again.
Of course, as you say, Waterford's next, but there will be a few players missing, like Kieran Harkin and Cole picking up yellow cards tonight.
Well, there wasn't a tackle in the match tonight that warranted a yellow card, in my opinion. Both teams played it in the right manner. Two teams went toe-to-toe and made a right battle out of it. But look, flashing cards here tonight as if it was Clinton's up in the Richmond Centre. It's just devastating. So look, we take our oil. We missed Parky tonight. The guys that came in were magnificent. Subs were magnificent. But, you know, this is the strength of the squad now. When you're handed the jersey, you've got to just give the application and attitude that they did tonight.
What is the early assessment of Greg Sloggett taking off injured?
He landed on his ankle. One of the other players then landed on top of him. So he's going to go to casualty and see, get an x-ray. So hopefully he's okay. But, you know, he's been a fantastic player for this football club. And, you know, hopefully it's not as serious as what we're worried about.
Thank you, Darren.